The man who police tap shot Monday after. Oh, I was going to get into Jimmy Fallon. I forgot. Also, all right, let's take it all the way back down. This is how little the NBC thinks of you as a consumer. Eh, John Toll for doingthework.org. I sat down there after sweating every bit of my life. What kind of flea and bug bites do you get when the heat comes out? I don't know what it is. I turn myself into some kind of parasitic vampire portal where every single biting insect within the earshot of my shrillness comes a running. Literally, when you live a life of faith, the demons of what is left inside of your reality can be just thought of as bug bites. Don't you try to pretend it's my healing will. When and I won't harm you or touch your defenses, vanity, insecurity. Well, I mean, if you go to CVS or Walgreens, I'm sure they have some kind of a product. We just go to one of those nice folks that works here behind the counter. You know, it's the same place we go for your brother's foot cream. Jordy, remember the foot cream that he's selling so we can have all that extra money to gamble with, kid? Don't you forget about me. Come on, everybody. I will start the show. I will start it. I promise. I'm just having fun. You're not what? What? You don't have fun when you do whatever you do? Huh? Where you call my name? Grab a partner and do-si-do with a square dancing, and we're still gonna call it PE. How is that a thing? You guys can see my right foot bouncing. Normally what I do is because I'm keeping just kind of matching pace with the songs that are happening, except that I'm counting. I'm always double counting. So the time of the song, I'm always just at double. So when it's a thrash rock rager, shot out of it. Bro, you are shot out of a cannon, literally knocking. You are the very molecules of the dirt that you are knocking off the cleats of your life as every breath is yet another batter's box with the bases loaded and just successfully... just being alive and enjoying it with a dumb smile on my face. Because what else is there? Seriously, what else is there but to have fun in the simulation? And if metaphorically, because it is a big country. From the album Big Country, what country are you from? One that we're going to let in? Welcome to the United States of America, everybody. Donald Trump is our new president, and aren't you glad you stopped tanning? I've never seen you look like this without a reason. Another promise falling through another season. Passes by you. The frickin' Hillary Clinton was on Jimmy Fallon. He was sucking her balls like it was his job. The frickin' softball joke. Pulled out a bag of goodies for them to look through, like all of a sudden she's freaking Carrot Top, and the only way she did look good, she did look healthy. I don't know which one of the, I don't know if it was her, I don't know if it was her V.5. I don't know if that's that actress in LA. I don't know who they tried it out, but I liked her. All right, yeah, and that's me, JohnToll.com, who has hated every single thing this chick has done, bro. And if you don't know, those dudes on Reddit have figured out that she is. Apparently, according to Reddit, the tinfoil hatters have figured out that when they figured out that she was going to go down for this email thing back in 2014, we have the documents ourselves and we're the ones who make the documents. Anything we should be aware of in the coming campaign? Well, you have this really glaring email thing that we told you not to freaking do, but you did anyways because you don't listen to us. Just in the same way you don't listen to the doctors when they tell you the rest, in the same way we tell you when you're with your fucking husband to just shut it. Yeah, you're just out there running willy-nilly in the world. Yeah, I don't know why I have my hand on my face like I'm whispering into a mic. Bro, if you don't think the NSA bought you this microphone and just mailed it, you think all of a sudden just a microphone and a podcast set up and you're like, yeah, just let's talk and have a good time, bro. We have the documents and it's all ones and zeros. And yeah, based on your listenership, dude, you better pick it up and play some more rock metal. Anyways, I liked her appearance. I thought she had good energy. I thought she handled questions well. I loved when she repeated the talking point. I love when she pretended that she played athletics as a child. I like that. I like the message that anybody can be anything. I do like that. I think despite of, bro, that one thing that got those globalists out right is that we should be treating people like equals. We should. The problem is that there are people in the world who don't see everybody as equals. They see you as not them. And then the answer for that is you are then / infidel, you are then / dead, and we just throw you into the meat grinder of the profit machine. Bro, that sounded like your first riff. It's still valid. All right, it's still valid. The guy from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, that actor that I really think is funny. Boy, way to not. And he watched the bro. That's what happens, dude. Yeah, you stayed up. First of all, that stupid Kristen Bell show on where they're pretending that it's heaven. Did you guys watch that garbage? Let me save you whatever thing is. They don't call it heaven. They call it the good place. She's in there learning how to be a good person and live in a truthful way, even though they're doing it without the Lord. Bro, if you don't think these globalists are just run by the devil that is teaching people that they can just phone in this good place by watching this dumb show, they think so little about you. Kristen Bell is the star of the show. She is also on the makeup commercial. Once they were talking to her spiritual angel, whatever guy, and they said, what's your name? And they screwed up the guy's name 4 or 5 times because they're racist. And she said, Ariana Grande. Coming up next on Jimmy Fallon, Ariana Grande. Oh, funny how it all comes together. That's how little they think of you. They think of you so little that even Jay Giles could not come in here and say, where are you in the yearbook of your life, everybody? Are you in the front? Are you in the back? Is it a fold-out? Is it a black and white picture? Or are you just the centerfold of your high school experience?
Does she walk? Does she talk? Does she come complete? My home.